Damn it. Not in here either. Are you having any luck over there? Shit. Why did they send us over here at this time of the day anyway? I know we need those files, but good God, couldn't this have waited till tomorrow? Cross town in traffic to this document storage warehouse. Jesus, it's a real pain in the ass. And that's not even including the files not being where they said they were going to be. Ugh, it's next to impossible. This is just fucking ridiculous. I give up. No, I am going to keep trying. I'm just frustrated, that's all. I was looking forward to doing a little something outside of work, or I mean, at least outside of the office. It sucks that this errand turned into a death march. Oh, I don't know. I maybe just wanted to talk to you a little bit. Yeah, I mean, about non-work stuff. Figured we could get this done really quick and maybe grab a coffee or something like that on the way back to the office. Take a little break, but Jesus, it's looking like that's not going to be the case. Here. Okay, I just texted him. Well, I said the documents aren't where you said they were. Please advise. So we'll see if they text back. Who knows? Guess we're just going to have to, I don't know, kill some time for a few minutes. Well, your ideas are as good as mine. Who knows? I think they might be in a meeting, so it might be a little while before we hear back. I did kind of want to get to know you a little bit. And anyway, I was in the break room, and I don't know, you just left, and you were talking to the group, or you'd mentioned something to someone, and then I came in, and they said that you had something to tell me. I don't know what it was, but I just wanted to, I don't know, hear it from you. Well, what were you guys talking about? No, that doesn't sound like, I don't know, everyone was kind of giggling and laughing, and then you kind of walked away really quick when you saw me coming. So, was there something you wanted to share with me? Why do you look so shy? Oh, okay, well, look, I know that you guys were talking about if you thought anyone in the office was cute. And I heard that you may have mentioned my name. And that might be why you walked away when I was coming towards the group at the office the other day. Or why you got kind of shy now. Look, no, I don't mind at all. And I mean, to be honest, I wanted to do this with you and talk a little bit on the way because, I don't know, I think you're kind of cute too. And I wanted to get to know you a little bit. I kind of wanted to be, I don't know, a little bit closer to you. Because I've seen how you look at me. And I've caught you staring more than a few times. I don't know, maybe it's for the best that we can't find these. It gives us a little time to get to know one another. No, you don't have to say anything. Here. Is it okay if I just get a little close to you like this? Maybe just put my hands on your shoulders just like that. Okay, good. And look, I know you're shy, sweetheart. I do, and maybe you don't have as much experience. But I have to say, I think that's just so cute. And it's just us here. We know there's not even anyone else in the lot. So why don't we take a little time? Just you and I. And get to know one another. How do my hands feel right there, sweetheart, huh? And if there's anything that you don't like, baby, you can just let me know. But a shy girl like you, I can't expect her to tell me exactly what I should be doing. But I think I know exactly what you need, sweetheart. So why don't you come here? Why don't you come into my arms? There you go. That's a girl. That's a good girl. Do you like hearing that? Me letting you know that you're a good girl, that you're pleasing me. Okay, good. Because I like to tell you. And I like how it makes you happy. Here, let me just kiss. Kiss your sweet head. And I'm so happy. I've always thought you were just the cutest, sweetest little thing. Wrap your arms around me. Ooh, like that, baby. Give me a squeeze. Your arms, oh, they feel so good wrapped around me, sweetheart. But here, let me go for just a second. We're going to just, here, turn you around. You get into my arms like this. There we go. There we go. Here, I'm just going to sit on the edge of this desk right here. Come on. Just come get into my arms and lean back into me. That's a good girl. Because I just wanted to kiss your ears. Each one. Just taking a little bit of time for you to feel my lips and to enjoy. That's it, baby. Just press back into me. Press that pretty ass back into me and feel it. Feel how hard I already am for you. Your body just feels so, so good in my hands. Oh, I wish I could just rip your clothes off and just have you all to myself. But since we are waiting to hear back from work, we're going to have to be, I don't know, a little careful. So here, baby, I'm going to just hike this skirt up. I'm just going to feel. Oh, so hot. Already, I can feel it. So, so wet. Ever since the moment I laid eyes on you. Oh, I've been wanting to take care of you. And I've known you've needed someone. Someone kind and caring. But also dirty, who can help you explore all of those naughty things that you're always thinking about. What you need, baby, is a daddy. Oh, it's like when I said that word, daddy, I could just feel your body shake and goosebumps just explode all over your skin, sweetheart. So that's what I want to be. I want to be your daddy, to take care of you and to teach you, exactly how to please and exactly what to do. And I'm just going to push these into the side. Then I'm going to take my fingers and rub that tender and swollen little clit. And does that feel good, baby? Well, good. When I ask you, you don't just say yes. You say yes, daddy. Okay. Then before long, you're going to get used to that. And you're going to have to watch yourself to not call me daddy in the office. That's it, sugar. Just feel my fingers. And it's okay if you're a little bit nervous or a little bit shy. Don't you worry. Your daddy's here to take care of you. Oh, and you can always be yourself around him. Oh, that's my good girl. That's my good girl. Oh, honey, gosh, your legs. They're already shaking.